Yes, indeed. We are back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe Myself Coaching. Unfortunately, we don't have your son here to do the introduction, so we'll have to handle it on our own.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys, listening audience, you're going to have, let's say, at least 25% less cuteness today, because me and Andreas try to keep it pretty cute. We like usual, we have an amazing show for you. For the first half of the show, we'll be doing a recap of a little thank you to our sponsors. It's been a while since we talked about all the amazing people that made this show happen, so we look forward to kind of cataloging them, going through them, and talking about all the amazing work that they do for the community. That's why they are our sponsors. And then Andreas, it's been a while since we had our I believe myself tip of the week, I think we used to call it. It's like at this point it's like I believe myself tip of the 4 months.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. And then the second half of the show, we have Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage here to talk about lending and borrowing and interest rates and all that other fun stuff that if you are in the home buying market, past, present, or future, you'll certainly want to hear about all that she's dealing with. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if we did not start it off by giving a big thank you to a very loving father that's not only blessed us by allowing us to do a talk radio show every week, every Sunday at 2, in case you're wondering, but it allows us to have, you know, amazing lives, allows us to bless other people, allow us to have amazing children, and just kind of just do awesome stuff. And let's start with a little freestyle prayer that Andreas likes a lot. And then it'll go a little something like this. Dear Lord, thank you so much for once again allowing us to be here happy, healthy, and full of love. Thank you for guiding us, for guarding us, for keeping us protected from any evil that may come our ways. We ask that you continue to empower us and guide us to help others to reach your calling for us, Lord. And the most importantly, Lord, we ask that the second that we take a step that isn't in the direction that you would call us to do, stop us and send us the opposite direction. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good. Yeah. So let's get to, I don't know. I don't even know what we call this, but the common good thank you segment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, man, we have been doing this for over 2 years, mm-hmm. week in, week out. We've had, I want to think, at least 30 or 40 different guests, different organizations that we've been able to highlight here. But most importantly, I wanted to point out, one, foundationally, the organizations that kind of got us going, and two, just the collection of organizations that we've been lucky enough to have as sponsors over the years, and our new sponsors, because we have 3 new sponsors that are coming on next month. So that's super cool. And I guess to kind of start it off with, I mean, this show, we originally started off with La Frontera, Gap Ministries.
Bruce
Laird. Yeah, yeah. Aver Valley Growers, mm-hmm. and AgVets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Who else?
And then we had on, well, we had some people that just were on once, Enrique Feldman,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Who is coming
Rest
up in September.
Man.
Yeah, it's going to be a year.
Man,
yeah, and then we had Ed Soto,
mm-hmm.
from Pima. We also had Diana Charbonneau.
I said Gap.
Yeah, Gap. We got Gap. I mean, we got
MPG.
MPG.
Yeah, but they weren't at the beginning. MPG is later. Yeah.
Yeah, MPG. I mean, well, yeah, MPG now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been, and then, well, TIA, did we say TIA?
Well, TIA is another one of those later ones.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were definitely one.
I guess we had them on like kind of just as a guest, mm-hmm. at first, but then after we did that, I think once, then
twice,
they shortly came
Three
on as sponsors.
The TIA sponsor.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was, I mean, that's just, and North Star Hyperbaric.
Oh yeah.
That was another kind of sponsor that was there at the beginning. And then kind of after that initial foundation of sponsors, that's when we had MPG Automotive, mm-hmm. come on, Ironwood Dental.
Mm-hmm. And we now have had Dr. Sophie.
Oh, yeah.
With her.
Dr. Sophie with Where Healing Begins Naturally, yep. LLC.
And really good information for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Her. So,
And then our newer, more newer sponsors would be Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Oh, yeah.
Roofs Are Hot. We had Candle with the Cure on. And then, oh, I don't even know how I'm forgetting this. Pep.
Pep Inc. Of course. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Pep.
That's definitely, yeah. That's one of.
Pep's definitely been been a big, you know, just like the big impact that they've been making in the community overall. Yeah. You know, just they're doing a lot for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then just, I mean, and connecting with them, you know, not only have they been a big support in keeping the show going, but just like teaching us, like, okay, this is what's possible. Like, we both consider ourselves, you know, big champions of helping the community, but these are the guys that we learn from. So that's super been a big blessing to have them on. And then our newest sponsors are Inspired Life Mortgage, Inspired Life Chiropractic, and Movement Mortgage, as well as the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then who we're going to have on the show today.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage on the show for the second half of the show here in probably about 4.5 minutes. So it's just been such a blessing. I mean, I really like the main reason I wanted to point out all these, Action Print and Copy. Obviously, can't forget Action Print and Copy. If it wasn't for them, our print editorial wouldn't be possible, and a lot of the amazing stuff that we've done. But most importantly, I just wanted to point out, one, all the amazing organizations that we have in Tucson. We just have some magnificent organizations. And two, how this show, literally, we would not be possible without these organizations. And not only the show would not be possible, this show is a big part of our homeless veteran transition program, Veteran Rescue Mission. So in a lot of ways, these organizations are supporting this radio show in an effort to support Veteran Rescue Mission. And we really appreciate that utmost. So that is most importantly why we wanted to do this segment. So you listeners out there that support our veterans, that support Veteran Rescue Mission, that definitely want to help us with what we're doing, these organizations that we're pointing out, patron them, you know, support them, go to them. If you got roofing issues, go to Roofs Are Hot. If you got plumbing, cooling, and heating problems, go to Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. If you got dental issues, go to Ironwood Dental. If you got vehicle issues, go to MPG Automotive. We'll regularly tell you about these awesome organizations that we're plugged into, and we don't just bring them on as sponsors just because we need the money. I mean, we obviously we love their support, but we bring them on as sponsors because these are amazing organizations that we believe in. So we want to plug them into this mechanism that we have to promote and support organizations, because that's what we do, and we want to show you guys who you should trust as well. So that being said, we're going to go to our first break to show a little love and appreciation to those very sponsors. And you beautiful people, just sit right there with your feet kicked up and enjoy the rest of the show.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075 or go to printapc.com. Action Print and Copy.
We like to say here at White Stallion Ranch, the personal touch and hospitality of a traditional dude ranch is carefully blended with the service and amenities of a fine resort. Our family's been here since 1965. Great place to ride, do our activities of e-biking, rock climbing, shooting, archery, and hiking, all on our 4 square miles of pristine Sonoran Desert on the north boundary of the national park. We offer several packages from everything included to get away today, where you can sample our rooms, breakfast, and one activity.
Inspired Life Mortgage is your local mortgage lender, offering a full line of mortgage products to meet all borrowing needs, including construction loans, home equity lines of credit, and special financing for investment properties with no income verification. The Inspired Life Mortgage team is committed to providing great customer service and hassle-free closings. Contact Jonathan Spurr at 520-247-3610 or JON at InspiredLifeMortgage.com. Inspired Life Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1864389. AZ State License NB 1002250.
Yes, and welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. That was John McClain doing the dab. You didn't see it, but I'm just letting you know that he's a little too excited. And he just can't hide it. And so I am Andres Ruiz, your coach and host and speaker, and with the Pastor John McClain.
Yes.
And on this segment, I have the privilege and the honor of sharing the tip of the week. And today I want to share 7 time management tips. I shared this for college students, but I really believe that this could be very helpful for anybody in general. I think time management is something that has changed my life. I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago, talking to them about how I didn't learn about time management until my late 20s. And I didn't even know what time management was because I never managed my time. I just went about the day, never did anything. But so I want to share a few of the tips that I have for college students that I think could be a benefit to you. And I'll start off with the first one is identifying the time wasters and setting goals. So a lot of people, what they struggle with, and I've had these struggles too, is with their phone, spending too much time on their phone or maybe watching too much TV. And I did some research. And if you, let's say that you spend about 4 hours a day on your phone and you're watching TV. If you add that up over a course of a month, that's 120 hours, which is 3 weeks of full-time work. So if you stretch that out throughout the whole year, we're looking at about 36 weeks of full-time work if you spend 4 hours a day on your phone throughout the whole year. So just imagine what you could do in those 36 weeks of full-time work if you were not spending it on things like, you know, watching too much TV or spending too much time on your phone. So what you have to do is you have to really set a boundary with yourself and tell yourself, how much time am I spending on my phone? Am I spending too much time on social media? Am I texting too much? Do I just spend my time aimlessly just browsing the web or maybe just watching reruns all the time? Whatever it was, I remember I used to watch Friday. I used to watch Don't Be a Menace. Like all these things that really didn't benefit me.
Chatting on the phone all the time with people.
Exactly. So you have to really think about, like, okay, do I, if I have goals, are they really that important? Because if I'm spending all my time on social media and watching too much TV, then you really have to think about, like, prioritizing what it is that you want to do. Because just imagine if you spent all that time on your goals and your dreams or developing a new skill set, how much more value would you bring to the world and how much more value would you bring to your family's life and your life? So really just taking the time to identify where are you wasting your time and making sure that you reduce that at least a little bit and then try to work on your goals. And then the next one is planning ahead by just creating a to-do list. Like, for example, for me, I like to write out my schedule for the whole week on Sunday. And I do that for 30 minutes. I sit down and then I get out a blank sheet of paper and then I write down what I'm going to do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And now I have my map for the week, because if you don't have a map for the week, you'll be like that boat without a map and you'll end up anywhere. You'll end up on other people's calendars. You'll end up on other people's plans, but you won't do what it is that you want to do. So plan it out. And then another thing that I like to suggest is write down 3 goals the night before you go to bed. Write down 3 goals. And that way, when you wake up, you know exactly what it is that you need to get done. I also like to take 5 minutes in the morning to look at the tasks that I need to get done for the day. So that way you have a map of what you're going to do for that day. And then I just work on the most important project to get the day started. So just starting there. And if you feel like you're just lagging, if you're really tired, like you don't really want to do too much, just, this is the third tip, is tackle a small task. Start there. Start with the little baby step. Do one thing and then you'll do another and then another and then another. And then before you know it, you're done with the project. But Start off with a small task. If you don't feel motivated, start doing something small, and then eventually it'll start to grow into something big. Because many times we look at the big mountain before we get started and we get overwhelmed. We get this mind drama. We overthink things, and then we get paralyzed by fear, by just being thinking about like the project looks so big, but you're not looking at the first step right in front of you. So look at the first step right in front of you and get started there. And then eventually you'll get to that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then establishing routines, I think, is really important to help you accomplish, you know, things that you need to get done. So, you know, you may want to get into the habit of like regularly using the times, those time slots that you regularly would, you know, just not do anything. Maybe just start scheduling those times out to make sure that you know what it is that you're going to get done for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then having a routine, like I like to have my morning warrior routine for mm-hmm. you. I know that you do some morning stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You go out for a walk? And
yeah,
then,
every morning as soon as I wake up, I go for a walk. I haven't this past week because of spring mangle, but usually mm-hmm. I'd go for mm-hmm. a walk. I meditate when I get to the park that I walk to. On the way home, I pray, and I mm-hmm. do kind of a pretty, my own routine prayer every single day. And then I get home and I journal and I read.
And how has that helped you with being more productive, do you think?
It is cute. I want to think kind of at the foundation of it, it's helped me be productive because it keeps me grounded every single day. Like Every single day, like where some days I'd wake up and be like, man, what does today look like? I feel like I'm forgetting something. Something's off. Like something feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely do I feel that way because mm-hmm. every day I kind of, every morning go through my visualize my day and it plays out almost exactly like I visualize it every morning.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. Visualization is very powerful and I use it as well. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. And really good stuff, to have that morning routine is just such a game changer, honestly. And, so the next tip is I call it the 25-5 rule, where you put a 25-minute timer and you do some laser focused work for 25 minutes with no distractions, turn the phone off, take everything off, take off those extra tabs that has Facebook on there. You get a notification, you go mm-hmm. in there, you get distracted, take that off. And then just for those 25 minutes, go into like laser focus, just focusing on that one task. You see, when you get distracted by a text message or by a Facebook notification, it'll take you anywhere from 11 to 21 minutes to get back into laser focus. And imagine if you're getting text messages over and over again and you stop doing what you're doing, you're never going to get focused. So mm-hmm. do the 25-5 rule. I usually do 50-10 rule because I just got so, I've gotten better at it. So, but you can start off at 25-5 rule. Do that four times. You'll get more done in an hour and 40 minutes than what you would do in 6 hours of distracted work, I guarantee you.
Mm.
So stay laser focused, do it. And then the final tip I have for you is take some time off. Because if you don't take some time off to rejuvenate, regain that energy, just like you said, you know, you do some stuff in the mornings to get that energy back. If you don't take care of yourself, if you don't take the time off, then you're going to burn out because you're going to be doing work really tired with brain fog and you're not going to be able to perform at 100%. Mm. But if you take that time to go, I like to take a nap for 30 minutes every day. After this show, I'm going to go take a nap.
Nap time,
30 minutes, and then I'll be refreshed and then I'll be able to spend time with my family at 100%. And then I'll go to bed at 8 and then boom, getting back up to do the same. I mean, do the routine again and then, you know, making sure that I do my work on priorities. But these are the 7 tips. I mean, they're very basic, but yet they're very powerful. They're life-changing if you actually apply them in your life. And I guarantee you that if you decide to just implement just one of them, it'll be a game changer. So, you know, if you're interested in just changing your life, helping, like getting some help with time management, you can send me a message at ibelievecal@gmail.com. And I'd be more than happy to give you a free consultation so I can show you how you can have this time management and have clarity of your goals and your dreams so that you can find that life's purpose and ultimately leave a legacy behind. So if you're interested, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
Yep.
Are the increases in rent prices wreaking havoc in your home? Do you want to buy a home, but you're concerned about the rising interest rates for real estate? While we can't avoid inflation, you can rest assured that there are still many options available for you and your family to qualify for home ownership. Home values are continuing to rise, and it's still a great time to buy. So let's get you headed toward your dream home today. Call me at 520-314-2227. Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage, your local little loan officer on MLS number 2266830. Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity. MLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. Hello, we are back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my partner in crime, Andreas Ruiz, your coach and speaker and radio talk show host. Does a little bit of sewing and knitting on the side,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Just a little bit of everything. A jack of all trades.
Yeah.
A jack of all trades, master of many.
Master of many.
Yeah,
I like that.
There we go. And in studio, we have one of our favorite guests, the little local lender, a name that's spreading long and wide in the city of Tucson. Her name is Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back again. Super excited to be here with you guys.
Yeah, glad to have you. It's just like you, just this energy you put off everywhere you glow. Everywhere you go,
everywhere you glow. Hey, we should coin that phrase as well.
There we go. We're like marketing geniuses, just bouncing back and forth.
This energy that comes out when I'm here with you. Yeah. Oh my gosh, we just come up with all of these great hashtags and all these great taglines for us. It's awesome.
For sure. So, for those who didn't catch you on the show last time, tell them who is Shelby Anthony. What is Movement Mortgage, and you know, what do you do?
Absolutely. So my name's Shelby. I am a loan officer. I call myself the local little loan officer here in the Tucson area. And I work with Movement Mortgage. And our company is all about loving and valuing people, helping to provide options and opportunities for people to get into the home buyer options. So there's so many different ways out there that people can qualify. And so my job is really to dig in deep and help to get to know people, find out what their heart is, what their goals are, what their values are, and how we can work together to make those goals happen and bring them into their potential dream home. So it's super exciting, and I've just had the blessing of working with this amazing company that really gives back to the community and several different ways. You know, we partner up with, you know, a lot of different organizations to help build churches and help build up local communities and help give back by building up organizations to give back to homeless and veterans and people that are struggling financially. And so there's just a lot of great opportunities here working with Movement with the values that they have. I'm really blessed to be able to have that opportunity.
That's really cool. How you said that, you know, you talk to people about their goals and their values, and then, you know, giving back to the community. Like, how has that helped you to get to help out your clients with getting more clear of what they want when they want their goals and their values and all that good stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that a lot of my experience being in the financial industry in my past, I've really had the opportunity to get to know people well on a deep level just by knowing how to ask the right questions. And so when I talk to someone who has a goal of owning a house, it's so much more than that. People have a goal of raising their family and having these dreams in their heads to really come to life. But we want a home purchase to be a blessing. We don't want it to be a burden. And so when I find out the details of their life, their work experience, what their income looks like, what their debt to income ratios are, I mean, sure, there's people out there that can qualify for a home with a 50% debt to income ratio, but is that what's really going to be best for the family? So having the insight that I have had by working in financial institutions and being a financial advisor for many years, I can see kind of behind the lines there what that really means. So if we set people up with a mortgage and their debt to income is through the roof already, we know that that's going to take income away from their financial future. So we want them to be set up for retirement at the same time. We want them to be able to pay for their kids' college. We want them to be able to afford their groceries and afford their gas and be able to do vacations and still enjoy their life. So, you know, in a sense, when we're setting them up with a mortgage for the home that they're going to live in, we want to make sure that they can afford that comfortably.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I kind of think of two questions as you're saying that. One, you know, what does that conversation look like when you, for somebody who can't afford it and who's just like kind of overreaching? And then secondarily, what do you say to those people that are saying now, I want to wait till the market cools down until I get into it? So let's answer that first question first.
Yeah, I was going to say those are two very different questions right there.
Yeah.
So when I'm pre-qualifying someone for a home purchase, first of all, no doesn't mean no forever. It means we want to make sure we're setting you up for a positive experience. It would be a disservice to clients or to people in general if we put them in a loan that's too expensive for them to reasonably afford with all of their given circumstances. So I take a look at everything that we've got going on, because sometimes if I look at someone's tax returns, they're bringing in a lot more money than it's actually on paper, right? We've all seen that stuff. Self-employment can get sticky and it can get fun and exciting. So there are circumstances like that where I know they're fine if they qualify on a 50% debt to income ratio. But then there's circumstances where we're trying to bring on co-signers or we're trying to operate in the gray in a lot of different ways. And so it just makes me sit back and question, is this really the best situation for them? Even if we do get them approved, they're going to be excited for a little bit, but then when that mortgage bill comes due, they're not going to be excited anymore. So but my job is in those circumstances is to really set expectations for them on the front end. And so that might be having a tough conversation with them. That might be asking them those questions to say, hey, is this really something that you want to do? Let's play this out for a little bit. Let's look at 5 years down the line. You have a 10-year-old kid right now. 5 years from now, are you going to be thinking about paying for their college? Let's think about all of these things. And so just being able to have those conversations with people and set the expectations properly really helps to set them up well for the financial future and making that big decision on purchasing that property for them and for their family. Now, on the alternate side of things, the second question that you had asked, people that want to kind of wait for the market to settle down, so to speak, what the general rule of thumb is right now, if you can comfortably afford the house, if you have a down payment, if you have options in front of you that mean that show that you have the ability to buy a home comfortably, go ahead and get it into the home, and we can always refinance down the road. So there's this popular phrase going around where they say, marry the home, date the rate. I don't know if you've heard that phrase before, but essentially what that means is if you find the home, if you can afford the home now, don't be afraid of the interest rates just because of what the media and the news outlets are saying. I mean, they're really not bad right now. We're in the high fours, low fives. That's not terrible historically. It's actually a totally normal interest rate. But if you can comfortably afford that, go ahead and get into the property, and then we're going to refinance you down the road, hopefully in the next 1 or 2 years. There's also options out there for temporary rate buy downs. I don't need to dig into the nitty gritties, but knowing that there's ways that you can pay the savings up front, and then if you refinance, get those savings back with the refi that can be applied to the principal. So there's all kinds of different opportunities out there where you can still get into the property. So I would say don't wait for the market to cool down or for the market to collapse or whatever the other things are that people are saying. It's a great time to buy a home still.
Well, cool. Well, we'll good get stuff. Down to the nitty gritty and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. That's Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage. Check them out.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Inspired Life Mortgage is your local mortgage lender, offering a full line of mortgage products to meet all borrowing needs, including construction loans, home equity lines of credit, and special financing for investment properties with no income verification. The Inspired Life Mortgage team is committed to providing great customer service and hassle-free closings. Contact Jonathan Spurr at 520-247-3610 or JON at InspiredLifeMortgage.com. Inspired Life Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS 1864389, AZ State License NB 100-2250.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Yeah, just
welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with the Pastor John McClain, and we have a powerhouse today on the show, Shelby Anthony.
Like dynamite.
Yeah.
Small package, big boom.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she definitely brought some great information in the first half for me. It was very, a lot of knowledge dropped for sure. So, you know, like you've been sharing a lot of great information and, you know, I'm just curious, you know, like the kind of like what products do you have and what kind of services do you provide for, you know, people out there that are looking, like you said, to get into that first home or, you know, just thinking about like what maybe I can't go into a new home. But like, what would you tell those people? Like, what do you have to provide for them?
Yeah, absolutely. So like any traditional lender, they're at the risk of sounding redundant. There's thousands of different loan officers here in the Tucson area. So we do all the typical home ownership options, conventional, FHA, VA. I absolutely love working with our veteran clients because our veterans have no cost loans. They can do 0% down. We do no lender's fees on those at all. We even give them an additional $500 in credits. So, nice. I mean, we're saving them as much as possible. I've got another one I'm doing right now that's a VA, and we're saving her tons and tons of money there. And so we can do all kinds of different options. Right now, I'm actually really excited for an FHA program that we have for potential first-time homebuyers, for people to get into homes with some down payment assistance, because I know there's a lot of people that want to get in that are struggling with the down payment side of things. So savings are hard right now, especially in a rising interest rate economy that we've been in, and people are spending their assets and they don't have that 3.5% down for a traditional FHA, or they don't have 5% down for conventional. But we have what's called a Home Plus program that allows people to have a 5% down payment assistance, which could go towards the FHA down payment plus closing costs. And so that's a great opportunity for people. Yeah. And so it is only open to the first 1,000, but right now there's still more than 900 that are available to the public. So, I mean, time is of the essence. Obviously, if people are waiting because they don't have the down payment, then at least have the conversation. It's worth it to find out if those funds are available to you, if we can make that happen. You know, and then we also have the 2-1 buy down option, which has become really, really popular, that works great on both sides of the transaction, for the buyers, for the sellers, because what that does is, in this higher interest rate market that we've been in, what it does is there's 2 years of reduced interest rate on your loan. So the first year, let's say we're quoting you at a 5% interest rate on your fixed rate mortgage. That first year, you'd only be at 3%. The second year, 4%. Those are totally normal. No one would be afraid of those interest rates, right? And so those first 2 years are fantastic. And then the third through the remainder of the loan would be at that note rate at the 5%. But the thought behind that is, ideally, we're going to refinance you before that third year even applies, because ideally the rates are going to come back around. And so we're going to see people across the board getting refinanced. And then if you refinance before that third year, you're going to get the savings back applied to the principal of the loan. So you pay the savings up front at closing, instead of over that those first 2 years through the interest. So it's going to save you quite a bit of money. Maybe that could be to, you can use that to front load Roth IRAs or your 401ks or anything like that with the additional savings that you have. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get you into a refi. And one of the great things with Movement Mortgage is we process all of our loans and service them all in-house. So once you're part of Movement, we're not selling your loans off to another third-party company. So I don't know about you, but personally, I've had my own mortgage sold like 3 times in the last year and a half. I don't know who the heck I pay these days, right?
You
know,
I have to slow you down for a second, because I must say, as you're kind of explaining that last part, you're really freaking smart.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. Because like today in my college algebra class, we were doing the equations on compounded interest and continuous interest and all those kind of stuff. And I could see as you're saying it, like you just calculate that stuff in your head. It's just all there. So that's super cool. But before we go on to kind of to talk about some of the other packages, let's take a step back and have you explain and talk about the VA loan a little bit, because even myself being eligible for the VA loan, one, at one point in my life, I didn't even think I was eligible for the VA loan. And two, once I realized that I was eligible for the VA loan and took advantage of this VA loan, this thing changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though, you know, I did have, me and my wife were, you know, in the process of looking for a house. So we did have the money saved up to put 3-5% down, to not have to put 3-5% down, not have to pay those lender fees and to kind of have this level of guarantees on the interest rates and stuff like that, that I wouldn't have otherwise. Like this, I could imagine this could change hundreds, thousands of other veterans' lives out there that don't even realize that this is something that's accessible to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So as I was saying before, the VA loans are so much fun to work with, because people are surprised at how little it actually costs them to get into a property. If you're a veteran, all we have to do is pull your certificate of eligibility. Mm-hmm. And so we have access to pulling those records, and then we're going to find out if you have to pay a VA funding fee or not. And so that part is going to be determined based on if you're disabled. So if you have a certain amount of disability, then you could potentially have that VA funding fee eliminated. And so you would have no funding fee, no lenders and origination fees or anything like that. So you've got your closing costs, which the closing costs are just going to be your typical prepaid taxes and insurance, which everyone has to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's going to keep the cost significantly down for someone that happens to be a veteran that wants to buy a home, because you can get 0% down on those. Now, you can put whatever you want down. If you come in with 20% down, it's going to lessen. You're not even going to have to pay a huge funding fee, even if you aren't disabled.
Mm-hmm.
I think the funding fee is only about 1.4% if you do 10% down or higher, which is still great. And so that guarantees the loan through the Veterans Administration, which is fantastic. And so getting veterans set up for a home purchase is a fantastic way that we can serve our veteran community, because they're often being overlooked. And so we have organizations all across the board to help people avoid homelessness and help them with the resources and through your Veterans Rescue Mission that you have as well. I think it's a great partnership that we can have together to be able to set people up for that great financial future and building equity and being able to build assets and help them with their potential retirement in the future as well. So it gives them hope for a future. And so I love that so much.
Yeah. And you know what's really cool about you is that you're thinking about the future for the people. You know, you're not just selling them a home, but you're thinking about, you know, the equity, the assets. And I think that's what separates you from a lot of people. Tell us a little bit about like the importance of that to just have you as, you know, this person that is helping people not only get homes, but also you're setting them up for success when it comes to this financial literacy that not a lot of people have.
Yeah, well, to be honest, about 10 years ago or so, when my husband were just broke newlyweds at the time, we went through the Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University class ourselves. And so, you know, we were part of the normal, quote unquote, population at the time who had $100,000 in student loan debt and more to come still, because we were college students when we were married. And so we still had more to accumulate. But we learned those financial principles really early on in our life. So we were able to do the work to dig down deep, to pay off our student loans and graduate debt free. And then we were, it was exciting. And then we were able to move on with those next you know, logical steps as we start to look into life insurance and 401k investing and investing in Roth IRAs for the tax-free growth and all of those fantastic opportunities that we get as an adult that most people cringe about. I actually get excited about those things.
Can you tell
things.
That? Yeah, I can see you. Yeah, you light up.
So when we're looking at setting someone up for a mortgage, I'm also taking into account that we want to be able to afford in their budget to be able to invest for retirement, to be able to afford life insurance, because I've been on the financial side of things where I've sat down and walked families through the hardest times of their life because they didn't have proper life insurance policies in place, or because they didn't think that they could afford these things, or people getting close to retirement that had nothing saved because they didn't think that they could. And so when I'm doing these things and I'm running a pre-qualification, sure, it can get you pre-qualified logistically on paper. But again, going back to those values that I've seen, that I've walked through, is this the best situation for you? Or should we look at other options? Should we maybe scale back a little bit? Should we get you into a starter home for 2 or 3 years, let you capitalize on this market where we're seeing increase in home values and build off of that so that then you can move into your dream house or your forever home from there, because you'll have equity that then you can transfer into this new property and it's going to set you up so much better. So, I mean, patience is a virtue. We all know that. And it's so hard to have that patience, especially in this world that we live in where we're so connected. And so quick to say, I want it and I want it now. Sometimes, you know, we got to hold off on having the cake and eating it too, right? We got to look at that pretty cake from a mile away and say, hey, I'm getting there. I'm going to make that trek. Like that. I'm going to make that voyage, and we're going to get to that cake so that we can enjoy it wisely.
It's going to be so delicious when we eat it.
That's it so is. Good. It's going to be so good. Yes, yeah, so it's going to be so much better.
I like that delayed gratification, you know, is so powerful. And I agree with her, like, 100%.
That's a common phrase in our house. My four-year-old says delayed gratification all the time.
Oh, my God. Look at that guy. Oh, my God. That's awesome. Yeah. Good stuff. I mean, So people that want to work with you, you know, that are interested, you know, in getting that first home or just getting some information, at least, like you said, you know, at least call and see if you can qualify, you know, and how can people reach you? Like, you know, through your email, maybe you have some stuff on social media and your telephone number.
Yep, absolutely. So you guys can find me. First of all, my email is shelby.anthony@movement.com. And then I'm on the socials at Facebook, Shelby Movement, I believe is my Facebook. So facebook.com/ShelbyMovement. I had to think about that for a second. Then I'm on Instagram as local_littlelender. And my phone number, if you want to reach me directly, 520-314-2227.
Right, you can repeat that again. Just so we can get
that. Absolutely. 520-314-2227.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, Shelby.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me again.
Really great.
It's a blessing.
Shelby Anthony with Movement Mortgage. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my buddy Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching. Thank you all for listening. We will see you next week. Bring your fanciest hat, if you will. All right, have a good one.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picturox Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picturox Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
Picturox Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
The Community Prevention Coalition of PPEP Incorporated would like to report that thousands of lives have been saved from opioid overdoses, including those from fentanyl. It's always nice to hear some good news, isn't it? Ready for more? The life-saving success of naloxone is also available as Narcan nasal spray. If you or someone you know uses opioid drugs, including fentanyl, you can get Narcan for free. Call the Community Prevention Coalition of PPEP Incorporated at 520-205-4781 to get Narcan. 520-205-4781. Help save a life.